Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest Puerto Rican from Brooklyn. Louis B is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Louis B is on a quest to seek out corruption and give them a swift kick into the balls. Broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We would do anything to expose bullshit. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself, you know that. Before we get started, let's have the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Word of God, send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. This motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, as you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend. I'm rushing it, so... today I'm joined by Dr. Henry McCow, who I'm going to call now. Author of the books Crew Hoax, Feminism in the New World Order, and A Long Way for a Date.
Hi.
Oh, yes, Dr. McCow?
Yeah.
How you doing, sir? This is, you're live on the air.
Right, okay. Now, your name is Louis?
Yes, sir.
Right, and then my name is Macko, Henry Macko. Oh. Rhymes with tobacco.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
No problem.
So, Dr. Macko.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry again, sir. I didn't mean to mispronounce
it. No problem. No, most people can't pronounce it.
So, today we're going to be talking about, which, I mean, you talk about in depth. It seems like you're the go-to guy when it comes to this. Let's start off with a simple question. Is feminism a weapon of the New World Order?
No, absolutely. We have to understand that it's portrayed as some kind of spontaneous social movement, mm-hmm. But in fact, it's social engineering, totally organized and generated by the Rockefellers and the other central bankers, and its intention is to destabilize society. And also to neuter us, so we don't have children, and to break up the family, which has always been one of the goals of the New World Order. Mm-hmm. Now, feminism. I recommend my book, "Cruel Hoax: Feminism in the New World Order,"
which you can get that at cruelhoax.com.
K Cruelhoax.ca.
.ca. Oh, I'm sorry.
.ca for Canada, yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
which you can get for like 20 bucks. So.
Including shipping, yeah. Mm-hmm. there's an essay in there which shows that feminism, everything that feminism said and did in the 60s and 70s and 80s, the Communist Party of the United States was saying and doing in the 40s and 50s. It's just basically communism in another form. And one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto is to break up marriage, bourgeois marriage, as they call it, break up the nuclear family, because it's easier to control people when they don't have any supports or any source of identity and love.
That makes sense, because, especially me coming from a Hispanic background, family is everything.
Exactly, exactly. Where are you located? Are you in New York? Or?
Yes, sir. I'm in New York City.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's insidious.
In the heart of it.
Yeah, you're in the heart of it. It's insidious unless you know that they're out to get you, and then you're prepared.
Right.
But basically, the mass media is a weapon of mass brainwashing, mass mind control, and once you realize that's what's going on, you can defend yourself.
Which wave would you think was the most destructive of feminists?
Well, I'm 60 years old, so mm-hmm. I was 10 years old in 1960, so I've seen this whole transformation in my own lifetime. Like, I can remember when you couldn't show on television a man and a woman in the same bed, or I mean, married couples were actually portrayed as having separate beds in their bedrooms, and having an illegitimate child or child out of wedlock. I mean, that was still called a bastard, and that was like, bad news. And anyway, in 1960, the birth rate in the United States and Canada was roughly 4.2, but per woman. That means every woman had an average of 4 children. In 1960. Right now, in Canada, it's something like 1.5. In the States, it's higher, but that's mainly because of, minorities having more children. So it's about 2.1. It's still under 2.2 is what you need in order just to keep the population steady. But all over the developed world, the birth rate has cratered. People don't want to have children anymore.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to have kids, but that's... That's because of the whole, because of the laws, of course.
You hit upon a good point. They've made marital laws so onerous and dangerous with this so-called, their so-called domestic violence thing, which totally focuses on men and punishing men, and all a woman has to do is pick up a telephone and. Mm. He loses everything he spent his whole life working for. Plus, he's got to support the wife who kicked him out and the kids who he can't see for the rest of his life. Yeah, that's all part of the same program, which is to make marriage undoable or very dangerous
which is why most men have become, I guess, male sluts, really. I mean, because they don't want to get into serious relationships. I know I'm at that mindset. I just, there's only one thing I want, and I'm just, getting into a serious relationship is dangerous for me, because especially in the relationships I've had, the way women have behaved in those relationships, it really turns men off to wanting to have a family.
Yes, exactly. They're mm-hmm. How old are you? In your 20s?
Yeah, I'm in my mid-20s.
Right. Well, you use the word slut. I mean, that's look what they've done to women. They've young women especially. They've convinced young women that casual sex is just fine, and that the women should just give it away, and without any you know, without any kind of sense of commitment, and any sense of the person, of their partner loving them. And I mean, this has been really, really much more onerous for young women, and much more more destructive for young women than for men.
They're sowing their oats. They're sowing their wild oats.
Is that what they think they're doing?
Yeah, they're having their fun while they're young, and when they're old and, you know, not as good looking, that's when they decide to go out they decide to want to settle down with a nice guy. And you know, have him pay their bills for the rest of his life,
right? And guys are are not that stupid, and we don't want these used up old sluts. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, once they're past 30, it's a steep and slippery slope. I mean, women are irresistible at roughly 18 through 24, and then it's a gradual decline .
Yeah, they lose their stock. I mean, have you ever heard of this radio broadcaster? His name is Tom Likas.
Yeah, I've heard of. I heard the name. Yeah,
you heard the name. I mean, he teaches men to be male sluts, basically, and try to get sex for little to no risk.
Yeah, they're basically teaching men to be the male counterpart of what young women have been taught to be, which are total sluts. And this is incredibly incredibly destructive, I think, both for men and women, because when you get into the habit of fooling around that much, especially for a woman, very hard for her to bond with a man. I mean, and to stay with a man through thick and thin, through good times and bad, you know.
Yeah.
And that's their purpose. They're, instead of teaching women, conditioning women to, save it for their husband and the man they love, and the man is going to be the father of their children and the provider and protector, they're out being independent, out imitating men, and they'll never be able to bond. It's much harder for them to bond with a man, and especially in bad times, you know. When it's not that easy. You know, in the old days, women would stick to a man through thick and thin. But that's not going to happen when you're used to screwing around, and suddenly you hit a bump in the road with your husband. You're suddenly going to notice someone at the Starbucks, and it's over. You know.
You say that women are trying to imitate men. Is there a war on against masculinity?
Well, actually the war is against femininity.
Really?
And feminism pretends to be defending women's rights, but it is a lesbian movement that hates women and hates femininity.
Really?
and wants women to imitate men and be like men. And the most important thing feminism teaches women, you see, the essence of femininity is to trust a man, to surrender to a man. That is to be attractive to a man. That is the essence of femininity, mm-hmm. to want to be his partner, to want to be his wife, to want to be the mother of his children, to love him so much that that the woman wants to perpetuate him through his children. That is the essence of femininity, and to make yourself attractive to a man by being all the things men are not and all the things men crave, which is beauty and grace and gentleness and emotion, all the things we love in women. Instead, feminism teaches women to imitate men and to deny their femininity and to distrust and even hate men, compete with them. And essentially, feminism neuters women and in the process neuters men by encouraging them to basically challenge male masculine power.
Wow, I kind of had that, then I've been having it wrong this whole time, because I always thought feminism was, of course, the hatred of men, but because every time you see in the media, they are always putting down male behaviors or saying that, you know, male bonding, like the term bromance, they almost try to homosexualize male-male friendships.
Well, that's what they're trying to do in general, is they're trying to homosexualize society. Mm-hmm. Feminism is a lesbian movement. Mm-hmm. It's essentially teaching women gender confusion. It's and as a result, women and men can't bond. Homosexuality we normally think of as same-sex attraction, mm-hmm. but homosexuality is really arrested development that comes from not being able to bond with the opposite sex. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? And when you look at so-called heterosexuals today, we are having harder and harder time bonding with the opposite sex permanently. So you see, we're becoming homosexuals. Right. And homosexuals can't bond. They can't find love and security and intimacy. And they compensate by having a ton of sex. Well, what does that remind you of? That's what's happened to all of us now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could see that in myself because, I mean, I can't trust a relationship with a woman because I'm afraid that that they're going to start trying to manipulate and play mind games. I mean, I've been in relationships where a woman was actually a lesbian, hid that fact from me, and when I discovered it, to prevent me from telling her family that she was a lesbian and that for 9 months she was wasting my time, she ran to her family and accused me of raping her.
Oh, yeah, they're just ruthless these days, a lot of them. I'm wondering, though, like, you're in New York. Is this the case with Latinas as well?
Well, when it comes to Latinas, I mean, Americanized. It's more, I mean, a more Americanized Latinas. They're more, they're all the same. Women are the same. It seems more like this when they become Americanized, that's when they... Goodness, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say, right, sir?
What's that?
You know what I'm trying to say. I mean, it's...
Yeah,
it's,
I know what you're saying. In other words, they're all the same. They've all been sort of poisoned by feminism.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially in America.
Environment. Yeah,
it's,
I know.
Yeah.
It's a toxic environment for women worldwide and for men, for heterosexuals in general. And that's why you have to realize that we're in a toxic bath, mm-hmm. and we have to ignore it, switch it off, have our alarm bells go off when they're feeding us this propaganda. And what we have to realize is is how heterosexuality works, and that's what I try to. That's what I finally figured out in my own life. Like I've been through, I'm on my fourth marriage. This one,
wow.
This one is 10 years old, so this is the one that's going to work. But but I had to figure it out the hard way, how heterosexuality works, and I'll explain it to your audience in a nutshell. It's in my book. Essentially, heterosexuality is the exchange of female power for male love. In other words, the man's the boss, and a woman loves a man by surrendering to him, by trusting that he'll look after her interests. In other words, that he'll love her. And so it's the exchange of female power for male power expressed as male love. And so men cannot get into relationships where they're not the boss. And they can't get into relationships with women that they won't trust them to look after their interests. Mm-hmm. At the same time, men have got to be sincere. And when they find a woman who genuinely trusts them and surrenders to them, they have to keep their end of the bargain, or the contract is broken.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes, sir. You mean I mean I was reading your site. You mean when a man pulls the tape, you know, showing common courtesy to a woman.
Well, no, no. You've got to keep your promises. You've got to, if you say something, you've got to stick to it.
Right.
Your word has to be your bond.
Exactly.
Like, and,
it kind of reminds me of this quote from Clark Gable. You need to choose death before dishonor and not make too much song and dance about it.
That's right. And essentially, men should aim at eventually marrying and having a family. Mm-hmm. And they should be looking for women that make good wives and good mothers. And this one way to recognize a woman like that is, one, she doesn't fool around, she isn't promiscuous, and two, she's family oriented, she gets on really well with her mother and her father, she isn't from a broken home, she likes her dad encourages her, and that's a woman that you can trust, a woman that loves her parents and is not from a broken home, if you can find one.
That's very hard to find, especially in this society.
Yeah.
My next question is, why is it so popular to bash men and expose our flaws as men, but when someone comes out and exposes the flaws of women, they're called pigs or chauvinist or ignorant or stupid? You know, all the negativities.
Well, it's all part of. It's all part of this process of psychologically neutering of women so that they basically no longer trust men and instead they're independent, and what they end up trusting is their employer and the government, which is essentially the same person. It's the banker and the person who's, running this piece of social engineering. But I've got an interesting essay on my site, which is... but this is exactly how they socially engineered slaves in America. They humiliated the men, so the women could not trust men, and so women stepped into that role, made their deals with the slave owner, and taught their sons to be obedient, and taught their daughters to be strong and distrustful of men, independent. And so what you see has happened to a black society where there's so many broken families,
right,
where women run everything, where men are sort of freelancers, nomads, sexual nomads, right?
Right.
It's happening. It's being done to white society, the same thing.
You see a lot of black sitcoms, the woman, everybody is all afraid of the wife, including the husband. He's always like, uh-oh, you better not get her mad, or else she'll do something. Like this whole trend with men, like these movies with men wearing dresses and acting like women.
It's all part of the neutering of heterosexuals. They talk about homosexual rights, but that's just a disguise for an attack on heterosexuals. They don't care about heterosexual rights. Just the very idea of homosexual marriage. Do you know that in countries where homosexuals are allowed to marry, mm-hmm. less than 3% really do?
Really?
So what they're basically doing is they totally redefine the central institution of heterosexuality for what amounts to, a tiny fraction, less than 1% of people. They've reorganized, they've redefined marriage, which is the central right of 97% of the population. So they're basically heterosexuals don't realize that we're under psychological attack constantly. They're trying to turn us into homosexuals. They're trying to redefine a marriage and family. So that basically the nuclear family and the traditional marriage becomes obsolete, and this is all in the name of homosexual rights. What about heterosexual rights?
You're being a bigot, sir.
Exactly. It's just insidious. These people are evil. They're Satanists, and they're out to get us.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you notice that there's a lot of doublespeak in the feminist movement?
Well, most feminists...
I'm sorry.
Most feminists...
Sorry.
Most feminists are dupes. You know, most liberals are dupes. They don't realize that they're given some ostensible goal, but there's really a hidden agenda to everything that they're told and everything they believe in. And that there's always a hidden agenda. When the Rockefellers promote anything, there's always the ostensible goal, and then there's the real goal that they don't mention. And so most feminists don't realize, equal pay for equal work. You know, no one's going to argue with that.
No.
But that's not what this feminism is really about. Feminism is about women, pursuing careers in the workforce instead of what used to be their career, which was being a wife and mother. That used to be their career. And so the whole thing is about basically brainwashing women to giving up, you know, that what used to be their first priority and making it their second or third priority. And by the time they're finished with their careers and starting their careers, they're too hard-bitten and exhausted from competing with men to make good wives and mothers.
Right. I mean,
That's the hidden agenda. That's the hidden agenda.
Right. I mean, I've actually noticed this. I mean, this has trickled down into children. I mean, I remember growing up, the girls' toys were, cooking, cleaning Barbie. And now it's the, shop with a plastic card and get your nails done and your hair did dolls. I mean, you know, it's more geared towards selfish pursuits instead of, learning how to take care of a baby and stuff like that, which were a lot of these toys.
They're basically in many, many ways, they are corrupting us. They're trying to corrupt us because when we're corrupt, we're weak. And when we're weak, we can be controlled. You know, pornography is a huge way that they're corrupting us. They've turned us into, they've sexualized everyone. They've turned us into sex addicts. I mean, we wouldn't have sex in our brain all the time if pornography wasn't so widely available, wasn't shoved at us, and all the images and advertising and on television, comedy, and it's now gross. It's obscene. Like 10, 15 years ago, most of what's on television today would be banned as obscene.
Right.
Saturday Night Live, for Mother's Day, they did a skit where these two guys, Adam Sandberg and another comedian, sang a song about screwing each other's mother.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I mean, whatever happened to motherhood and apple pie, that used to be synonymous with purity. And now they're talking about fucking each other's mothers. I mean, this is satanic. Don't kid yourself. This isn't random. It's organized, and it's basically an attack on everything that is, moral and healthy because they're sick and they don't know it. And they want to spread the sickness, thinking that they're being courageous and rebellious and avant-garde. And talk about motherhood and apple pie. In American Pie, not only do they blaspheme motherhood, they actually screw the pie, right? Right, masturbate in the pie. I mean, that's how satanic these people are.
Wow, I didn't really think about it like that. Yeah, that is disgusting. I mean, I thought it was disgusting, because, I personally like eating apple pies.
Well,
but,
exactly.
Yeah.
But you've got to understand that this is their ethos, their philosophy. It's Luciferian, and it's the idea that anything that is, moral, healthy, positive, and wholesome is somehow evil. And they're being courageous and avant-garde by basically shitting on everything that is decent. And unfortunately, they're empowered by the people who are running the media and the government.
I mean, I was raised in a Christian household, and you know, my mom taught me that the man is the head of the household. I was taught all these values, and when I'm in a relationship, and I say, well, this is how I was taught, the girl that I'm dating would laugh. She's like, oh, no, that's not how it works. It's like, what? And it's something so alien to me when it comes to this. I mean, I walk around, and I see how women act, and maybe it's because of my upbringing, but this is also alien to me. I mean, it's especially when it comes to the whole nice guy thing. It's like, okay, you show a woman respect, but it seems like a man is not respected for basically being a real man and showing respect.
You know, you've got to base it. You've got to write off all this these women like curdled milk. You know, you just have to ignore them, write them off, and don't waste any time, unless they're ready to change their way really fast, and you believe them. But generally speaking, you've got to look for the milk that hasn't curdled yet.
Mm. Well, I mean, again, it's kind of hard to find a girl like that in the United States, because it's like most women are not appreciative of what men do.
I went to Mexico. My wife's Mexican.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if men have to go abroad, go abroad. But
go abroad to find the broad.
Yeah. Apparently, educated Mexican women are good, because they're smart, but they're traditional. And in a place...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In places in Latin America, they still know the difference between a man and a woman.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I've heard about that. I mean, especially on the island of Puerto Rico, which, you know, that's my lineage, my ethnicity.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You know, that's how they are. They're still very traditional over there. I mean, that's starting to change a little bit. And,
Well, the key is you've got to know that if you're saying to a woman, trust me, you've got to be trustworthy. If you're, you know, so a man essentially has to get his satisfaction and his power from learning a trade, getting a career, being successful so that he can support a wife and a family, and then finding a woman who will trust him and being worthy of her trust. That's the key. If you want a woman to make you the center of her life, you've got to be, you got to step up to the plate and be worthy of that responsibility.
Right. I mean, of course, you basically have to be the one that brings in the bacon. I mean, you have to really, it's not going to come easy. A woman's not just going to follow you.
Okay, it's partly that, partly bringing in the bacon, but it's also loyalty and giving her your energy, not letting not straying. You've got to be faithful, like 100% faithful. That is the key. Once you're married, it's over in terms of fooling around. But, women are all the same, so it's better to have one woman that loves you than you've got a mate. I mean, it's a hassle getting laid when you're single. When you're married, you can get laid anytime you want.
Mm. Exactly. We have a question in the chat room. Do you think society was held back before but then has been taken completely the other way, so people think they are empowered, and anyone who speaks out about it is somehow saying something shocking. What?
Yeah, essentially they're brainwashing us to think that progress is progress, when in fact it's the degradation and dissolution. It's the opposite of progress. We're going backward, but that's only progress to the people who run society, because they're trying to destroy us. So that's progress in their minds, but it's not progress for us. It's sort of like a sheep and going into a slaughterhouse. That's progress for the butcher, but not for the sheep.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, what else? What else we got here? All right. Well, moving on from any final words about feminism?
There's a lot that can, you know, there's a lot that can be said, but I think we covered the main point. The key is men should not waste their time on women that don't basically surrender to them. Men have to be the boss, and men have to be worthy of that. So you can't be, you know, you can't be unemployed or a drug dealer. Men have got to put all their energy into getting a good career. And right. that's where men get their confidence.
Yeah, I mean, men are the ones that put themselves on the line mostly. What are the common misconceptions of that feminists try to tell women? I mean,
well, you know, it's the whole situation is a real mess. But it's basically the men are, you know, stupid and brutal and don't love them. We love women. We love them too much, you know. We're crazy about them. And I think most men in the 50s and 60s, most men were happy to devote themselves to one woman. But the people I'm talking about, I call them the Illuminati, the central bankers. Mm-hmm. They use the media to basically sour and taint our image of marriage and family and make it seem like, you know, that marriage is a prison for a woman. That's just propaganda. That's just brainwashing. And that's where we should go with this conversation, is the central bankers and their agenda.
I see. Okay, what about the fact that they try to say that men make most of the money?
Well, that, you know, I think that, you know, I haven't studied in detail, but I think men and women who do the same work get the same pay. I can't believe what they're saying. But, I just can't believe that it's true. I mean, can't believe that an organization like the New York Times or God knows what, Con Edison or whatever, the two engineers side by side, one a woman, one a man. You know, if anything, men should be looking at the discrimination against men. I mean, women are constantly favored in hiring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gone. And women now represent two-thirds of the undergraduates. Well, you don't hear women screaming about equality and let more men in. You know what I'm saying? It's just been a gimmick to disempower men. You know, and even you're saying, oh, gee, are we paying them enough? You know, it's just the other way around. They're being favored in many, many venues.
Exactly. I mean, even in divorce, women, men are almost brought to, you know, are taken to the poorhouse and paying more than half of their salaries for, or as this one Tom Likas puts it, vagina money. Because basically what you did was rent out the woman's privates for a period of time, and now you're paying her for her service afterwards.
Well, all of it is, as I said before, designed to make marriage too dangerous for men, and essentially the whole thing, what they're doing, you see, women used to empower men, because, like, you know, there's nothing so empowering as a woman that says, I trust you, I believe in you, I love you, right? That's very empowering. A man hears that from a woman, And he goes out there and he can conquer the world. And he's going to care about the society in which his children are raised. He's going to be involved in politics. He's going to work hard in his job because he's devoted to this woman who loves him and his children. Mm-hmm. But by empowering women, it's just a way of disempowering men. You see? So instead of saying, I love you, I trust you, the woman says, you know, I can't trust you. You've been oppressing me all my life. Marriage is oppressive. You're an idiot. It's disempowering. Men in that environment don't care about their society that the children are brought up in. They don't care about their children. They don't care about their families. That's the point. You've got to understand that the people in charge of our society have got a very destructive agenda. That's what we're naive. I mean, it's all, you know, they painted, put lipstick on the pig. They painted in the most benevolent way as progressive. It's not. They're out to essentially their agenda is to make us mind-controlled servants, drones, basically just consumers and producers. That's the most favorable light you can put on it. They just want us to be drones, children who don't. Cases of arrested development, people who don't really develop as they were intended to by nature and by their spiritual capacity. So you've got, once you understand that there's a pernicious, evil agenda on the part of our government and the media and the corporations, it's all run by the same people, the central bankers, then you'll be on the lookout.
Okay.
And that's all explained in my other book, Illuminati, and you can get both my books on Amazon. Makow is my last name. You can find both my books there.
Oh, okay, very good. Here's a question I got from one of my listeners. Why is it your opinion that Judaism is just an extension of the satanic Freemasonic Kabbalists?
Well, you see, most people when they say, first of all, I want to say I'm a Jew ethnically, but I have no use or interest in the religion. Most people think of Judaism, they think of the Old Testament, Moses and the prophets, but in fact, Judaism turned its back on the Old Testament a long, long time ago, and Judaism is basically the Talmud and the Kabbalah. And the people who run Judaism, organized Jewry, and Orthodox Jews, it's all based on the Talmud and the Kabbalah, and not the Old Testament. So there are a lot of Jewish dupes out there, good people, who think that Judaism is the Old Testament. And there are a lot of Christians who think that Judaism is the Old Testament. It's not. It's the Kabbalah and the Talmud. And the Kabbalah and the Talmud are essentially, they're not nice. You read the Kabbalah, I mean, it's really all about these Kabbalists running the world and turning everyone into their slaves. That's what the Talmud and the Kabbalah are really about. And it's all about pseudo-mysticism and magic and witchcraft. That's the Kabbalah. And the Talmud's all about how anyone who isn't Jewish is an animal. It's really foul stuff. And unfortunately, this is the kind of mentality that informs informs Freemasonry, which is the sort of the umbrella that they've used to corrupt the whole, to enlist the whole Gentile elite. Do you follow me?
Right.
A secret elite. So most of our leaders, the vast majority of them are Freemasons.
Right.
Go ahead.
So is Freemasonry as a whole evil?
Well, you've got to understand the structure of Judaism and Freemasonry. They're secret societies, except the people. And in a secret society, the 95% of the people don't know what the real agenda is. They're basically manipulated with high-sounding goals. Plus, they put out some window dressing about, you know, making good men better and raising money for the hospitals, you know, and whatever. And But in a secret society, only the adepts, what are called the adepts, know the real agenda. And unfortunately, the real agenda is devil worship.
Okay, what about Scottish Rite Freemasonry?
It's all the same. The thing about it is that the lower degrees, Freemasons, people are attracted to Freemasonry because they know, they recognize it's a way of getting ahead. You know, these are good, you know, often very good men. And they're not, and essentially they're allowed to exist in Freemasonry. They're never told what it's about. They raise money for hospitals and they network and they do whatever Masons do. They only let the people who are corruptible rise. You follow me?
I see. So that's
the way it works.
So what would you say to someone who has this knowledge, knows that Freemasonry on top is corrupted, and knows about this, yet still pursues becoming a Freemason?
Well, it's the Church of Lucifer. Well, a lot of people do because they just want to get ahead. They're basically second-rate people who know they're not going to get ahead unless they sell their souls. And you've got millions of people who've done that, and that's why society is in the state it's in.
Right. Okay. So isn't saying that this is a Jewish conspiracy, wouldn't that be considered anti-Semitism?
Well, I'm not saying it's a Jewish conspiracy.
Right.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a Kabbalist conspiracy. So essentially, I'm saying unknown to Jews and Freemasons, they are being used to create a world government. And there's no secret about that's what they're after. A world government, which is a thinly disguised tyranny of the central bankers who happen to be Masons, and they're not even pure Jews. They intermarry like mad. So what I'm trying to say is there's a satanic sect within Judaism and within Freemasonry, which is called the Illuminati. And these are the people that we have to focus our attention on. So it's not a Jewish conspiracy. I mean, everybody, Jews, Christians, everyone is being manipulated, Americans manipulated by the Illuminati, because they've got their hands on all the levers.
So should people stop being Jewish, Christian, Muslim, or Freemasonic?
I think they just have to be on guard for this and on the lookout for this hidden agenda that I'm talking about, which is essentially world government tyranny run by the central bankers, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Kissingers, to name a few names. The object of it is to just thwart human development and turn us into robots, really, mind-controlled robots.
I see. So how would you defuse a person? Like, let's say you say this to someone else. How would you answer them when they say, "Oh, you're anti-Semitic. You're this. You're that." I mean, how would you defuse that situation?
I'd say that they're just hiding behind Jews, and they're changing anti-Semitism is just changing the subject, because everybody is manipulated. The real subject is that there's a satanic cult that's running every group, every corporation, every nation, every government, and they're Masons, and some of these Masons are Jews, but most of them are not, and they're at the heart, they're called the Illuminati, and they intermarry. So this isn't just a Jewish thing. It's universal. It permeates society. Mm-hmm. And so anti-Semitism is just their way of changing the subject, talking about prejudice. This is a threat to humanity. And we can't change the subject. We've got to look at the threat.
Right. What about the U.S. being founded as a Christian nation and how we were made to believe that? And what about the Vatican and Opus Dei and those secret societies within that?
Yeah, you know, I'm not up on Opus Dei, but as for the United States, essentially Christianity is the cover story, and Kabbalism is the reality, unfortunately. And that's the way they operate. They operate on two rails. For 95% of the people, they get the cover story so that they'll feel good and be easy to manipulate them. And it's only the adepts that find out the truth. And the truth is the United States was set up by Freemasons. Now, not all these Freemasons knew what the agenda was, but they were all Freemasons. All of Washington was a Freemason. All of his generals were Freemasons. I don't have to tell you that the Washington, D.C. was set up on some Masonic grid. I mean, there's a story on my website. There's a story on my website.
Atlantis?
Pardon me?
Washington was built to align somewhat with the city of Atlantis?
It's possible. I don't know all their mythology. You know, to me, it's a cesspool, and I don't like to wade in it, you know. I can recognize a cesspool by the stink. I don't have to, you know, take a swim in it. But in any case, there's an article on my site called U.S. Founded to Advance, Masons Founded the U.S. to Advance New World Order. And it just goes into just how Masonic the United States really is, and most people don't even have a clue. And if you try to tell them, they say, oh, that's a conspiracy. You know, all this conspiracy business, it's just brainwashing to shut people down so they don't use their heads. Believe me, there's so much conspiracy that, you know, everywhere, everything is a conspiracy. It's just because of the nature of the way the world has evolved now. It's 95% don't know the true agenda.
Alrighty. This next question. What are you aware of a Jacques Fresco?
A what?
A man by the name of Jacques Fresco.
No, I've never heard of him.
He's the guy with all the great ideas in the Zeitgeist movie, the Zeitgeist Venus Project.
Oh yeah.
He's an honorary guide of the Raelian movement.
Oh, really? Well, that the Raelians are totally tied in with the Illuminati. They're, they're totally tied in with the Illuminati, and you cannot trust them. And that Illuminati movie, I wrote an article about that. It was a totally gratuitous attack on Christianity and on Christ. Mm-hmm. Totally gratuitous. They basically took 9/11. They took the banking, the Fed, which are both frauds. And then for some reason they threw Christ in and tried to convince us all that Christ never lived and he was a fraud. That is satanic. You know, because Christ, you know, you don't, you know, Christ, you know Christ lived because you just have to read the Sermon on the Mount. That still lives. That's wisdom. That's wisdom 2,000 years ago. It's wisdom today. You can build that. Your house upon a rock. Mm-hmm. If you read the New Testament,
right.
And so that wisdom is real, but these Zeitgeist people are trying to, you know, basically want us to reject that. It's all part of this Luciferian attack on what is good, attack on God, attack on truth. People have no idea how widespread this is. It permeates society.
Actually, I'm gonna read this quick paragraph from his website. Rael receives an ultimate message for the Jewish people. On April 12th, the fourth day of Passover, Rael, leader of the Raelian movement, received the message from Yahweh, the leader of the extraterrestrial scientists who created all forms of life on Earth. Here is the full extent of Yahweh's ultimate message to the Jewish people. You must be both Zionist and Palestinian, or you will no longer be the chosen people. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, you know, I happen to agree with the message. I just don't trust the messenger. I'm not prepared to believe that, we're being somehow run by extraterrestrials, And I'm not prepared to trust these Raelians at all. So, you know, but I do believe that the Palestinians' ownership and rights have to be recognized. I don't believe, frankly, I don't believe that the Jews in Israel descended from the biblical Hebrews. It's more likely that the Palestinians were biblical Hebrews than the Jews, who came from Central Asia, from north of Turkey in the Caucasus. So I don't believe, frankly, that Israel was set up just to cause trouble and to cause wars and to be the capital of the New World Order. The Rothschilds built their Supreme Court, built their Knesset. It's basically a private country, private army, and private secret service, and private nuclear arsenal for the Rothschild family. That's what Israel is. And the Jews have been snookered into building this country for the Rothschilds.
So do you see it coming to a head anytime soon?
Oh, it's hard to tell. You know, I just see things maundering on indefinitely, you know. But what there is a slow degeneration. And eventually, at the rate things are going, I would say in 30, 40 years, we won't recognize the world. It'll be a total 1984. Orwell's 1984 or Brave New World, a total dictatorship. But we won't even recognize it because they're bringing it on gradually with this Patriot Act and the so-called War on Terror and 9/11. Like, Louis, what's your take on 9/11?
Well, I mean, it was definitely a ritual.
Ritual, but it was an inside job.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right. I mean, and it was an excuse to bring in dictatorship, and that's what they're doing. So, you know, and people are just shrugging their shoulders. You know, we'll shrug our shoulders often enough, and then it's going to be all over in terms of freedom.
Right. I mean, I hear a lot of... you know, when it comes to 9/11, I hear that our own government did it. No, it was the Israelis, Mossad, that did it. Who you think is to blame? Who are the criminals, the real criminals behind 9/11?
I don't know, but it was obviously Larry Silverstein was involved. Obviously the American government and the Bushes and the CIA were involved, but I think the Mossad probably did the lion's share of the heavy lifting. But in any case, everyone's complicit. Everyone who is complicit in the cover-up is an accessory after the fact. So every newspaper in the United States, every politician in the American Congress, they're all complicit in the mass murder of 3,000 or 4,000 Americans on that day. Everyone's complicit as accessories after the fact.
Have you gotten any negativity towards your work?
Well, you know, I get my share of criticism.
I mean, but I'm talking about as far as like death threats, attacks, you know, your mama jokes, some, you know, stuff like that.
I get some of that, but you know, it just goes with the territory.
So basically nothing too serious.
No. And I think the reason is because I'm not that influential. I don't reach that many people. I'm you know, there are 2 million bloggers or more, and I'm just one of them. You could take every one of my readers and put them in a small town in Saskatchewan that you've never heard of. You know, but that's how I'm insignificant.
I see. So, I mean, that's kind of hard to believe because, I mean, there are many, many links to you, sir. You have a Wikipedia entry, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. You know what? Just compare me to Charles Coughlin. You know who Charles Coughlin was?
No, sir.
Well, he was called the radio priest in the 30s, and he basically told it like it was. He had a radio show on every Sunday night, 500 stations. He had 200,000 letters every week, He had a magazine. I mean, he had influence, and even he told it like it was with what the Jewish bankers, blah, 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 blah. He told the truth. Even he wasn't killed. They just finally got the Pope to shut him up, but just to get him to retire. And I guess he was just warned. But so you have to have a really, they control the majority of the people through their media. You have to really be in a position of power before they'll pay any attention to you.
Well, sir, I'd like to thank you for coming on. The time just went fast, sir. I mean, you really taught me a lot of stuff. I mean, I thought one way about feminism, and you just really broke it down. Again, thank you. The website is Henry.
Henry Mackow, MAKOW. HenryMacko.com.
HenryMacko.com. I'm sorry, I forgot how to pronounce your last name.
The Macko, yeah.
Macko.
And also, you can also get to it by going to SaveTheMails.ca. One word, SaveTheMails.ca. Okay. That's what it used to be called.
Right. And really, pick up his books. They are, you heard the man on the show. He knows his stuff. Very, very, very insightful. Go to crewhoax.ca for Illuminati, Crew Hoax, Feminism and the New World Order, and A Long Way to Go for a Date. I highly encourage all my listeners, anyone that downloads this, to pick up those books. They're also available on Amazon.com, sir?
Yes, they are.
Okay, very good. So, Henry Mackow, sir, thank you for coming on the show.
Okay, keep up the good work, Louie,
yes,
and send me a link to your to this interview, and I'll put it up on my site, okay?
Yes, sir. Stay in touch, sir.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. I would like to thank everyone for listening to the show. This has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. Come back tomorrow. We got a show planned. Same bat time, same bat schedule. Fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into what Mr. Mackow had to say, if you're not going to confirm with what he said, then I'm sorry. I guess fuck you too.